conditions deteriorated rapidly, and there was armed clashes between both parties. The statesmen on both sides did their best to bridge the differences without avail. They all met on January the 3rd, 1922, and the vote on the treaty was taken on the 7th. 64 voted for acceptance and 57 against. A new ministry of the pro-treaty element was formed, a provisional government set up, with Michael Collins as chairman. As the British posts were being evacuated, they were mostly taken over by, wherever possible, those of the IRA who were in sympathy with the provisional government and who were the nucleus of the future Free State Army. The British government were only too happy to supply this new force the provisional government were building up with arms and artillery. The sides were lining up for the struggle that now seemed inevitable.